Broadcasting Corporation, in association with the Five Star Theater, proudly presents the Marx Brothers in Flywheel, Shyster, and Flywheel.
Flywheel tries to imply Will, Miss Dimbo speaking. No, Mr. Flywheel is in court. I expect him back at any moment. I'll tell him. Goodbye. Good morning, Mr. Flywheel. Mrs. Carrington called.
Complaining again, I suppose.
Yes, she isn't satisfied with the way you handled a non-support case. She says her husband isn't giving her a nickel.
Well, what's she squawking about? She sued for non-support, didn't she?
How did it go in court today?
Terrible. I got Ravelli off on 4 counts of burglary.
But they caught him red-handed. However did you do that?
Simple. I told the jury he could only count to 3.
So why didn't he come back with you?
I sent him out for some lunch.
I didn't know we had the money for lunch.
We don't. I just told him to steal it from the same place he stole it last week.
Oh.
Hello, Miss Dimp. Hey, boss, here it is. A nice, big sandwich. But you're gonna have to get me off 3 counts this time.
3 counts for the one sandwich?
Sure, it's a triple decker.
I thought I asked you to get me some tomato soup.
I know, boss, but I couldn't risk it.
Well, why not?
I didn't want to get caught red-handed again. That's some joke, eh, boss?
Ravelli, you get life for a joke like that.
Come in.
Good morning. My name is Thistledown, Hiram J. the Third.
So, Mr. Thistledown, Hiram J. the Third.
Colonel Thistledown, Hiram J. the Third.
The Third? What happened to the other two?
Ignore him. He's Ravelli E., half-wit the first.
I believe, sir, that you were a lawyer.
Well, that depends.
On what?
On whether you saw me in court this morning.
Sure. I never set my eye on you until just now.
Then, sir, I'm the finest lawyer in New York. Dedicated to cleaning up crime in the city and making the streets safe to walk at night.
That, sir, is very commendable. Just how do you set about such a task?
Simple. I only let Ravelli out during the day.
Mr. Flywheel, I'm here on rather ticklish business.
In that case, you can tickle Miss Dimple. I've got more important things to do. Ravelli, where's my jigsaw puzzle?
It was no good, so I threw it out.
You threw it out?
Sure. I look inside the box, and it was all in pieces.
I'd make a jigsaw puzzle out of you if I was sure I couldn't put it together again.
Please, Mr. Flywheel, I run Thistledown's world-famous amusement arcade on Coney Island. Until recently, the only amusement center on Coney Island. Now I can tell you a different story.
Why don't you stick to this story? It's pretty dull, but I'd like to know how it ends.
Sir, a certain upstart who calls himself Cyrus Braxley has opened a rival amusement arcade, not 50 yards from my own.
So move to Atlantic City.
Move? Why, the Thistledown Amusement Arcade is the oldest in New York. That's an outrageous suggestion.
He's got a point, Ravelli. After all, how would you like it if another idiot set up next door to you?
That's true.
This Braxley, gentlemen, has not only stolen my customers, but he has dared to slander my good name. Me, Colonel Thistledown, Hiram J. the Third.
Your customers we can get back, but are you sure about the name?
Braxley, sir, has said things about me that I would not even repeat in public. I intend to sue him for libel. Why, only yesterday, he dared to call me a dirty crook.
He called you a dirty crook, eh? That changes everything. We'll handle your case, Colonel. Miss Dimple, take this dirty crook's telephone number.
Sir, I resent that.
Oh, you do, eh? And I'll wash my hands of this case. Miss Dimple, give him back his telephone number.
The dirty crook. Listen, Flywheel, I've said all I'm going to say about the case. If you're interested, I'll expect you at Coney Island this afternoon. Good day.
Ravelli, this is going to be no easy decision. We'll have to map out a plan of action well in advance and decide just how to proceed.
Okay, I'll dust off our law book.
Law book? I'll need a bucket and spade and my Bermuda shorts. We're off to Coney Island.
Hey, boss, I sure like the seaside. How come we ain't in the water yet?
I'm just waiting for the tide to get a little more treacherous. Then you can go swimming.
My bathing costume.
Miss Dimple, cover yourself up immediately.
But Mr. Flywheel, all the girls are wearing them an inch above the knee this year.
That's all right, Miss Dimple. I like it.
Thank you, Mr. Ravelli.
And I don't care how many inches you have it above the knee, I still like it.
Hey! Hi, Sugar!
Boss, that lifeguard, he just called me Sugar.
Don't be silly, Mr. Ravelli. He was talking to me.
Oh, he is he?
Hi, Sugar.
Boss, that's two sugars. He's gonna lose his teeth.
You can say that again. Mind you, after a joke like that, I'd rather you didn't. Now, see here, you wolf.
But I was only coming over
to... I know exactly what you were coming over to do.
But, Mr. Flood...
Quiet, Miss Dimple. I'll handle this. You catsaw. You bounder. Why, if you were half your size, I'd kick sand in your face.
Now, wait a minute, Buster.
Oh, please, don't start arguing.
Miss Dimple, hold my glasses. I'll protect you.
Oh, yeah? Take that.
Look out!
Oh, missed it.
Hey, that's some clever protecting, boss. Just to stay lying down on the sand.
Don't just stand there, Ravelli. He tried to hit me. Do something.
Okay, I help you up. Then he can try again.
Ravelli! Then you must be Flywheel.
Mr. Flywheel to you, Beach Bum.
Beach Bum? Mr. Flywheel, that's what I was trying to tell you. This is my boyfriend, Melvin.
The minute he took that swing at you, boss, I knew there was something I like about him.
So, you're her boss. Well, gee, that's different.
Well, I'm glad to hear it.
You cheap chiseler. Kick that.
Duck, Mr. Flywheel.
Oh, not again.
Strike two.
Melvin, no, stop it.
Miss Dimple, give me back my glasses. He wouldn't dare hit a man wearing glasses.
I'd hit anyone who gyps my girl out of her wages all the time.
He gypping me out of my wages, too. Give me the glasses, Miss Dimple.
So much for company loyalty, Ravelli.
Oh, heck. Come on, Sugar. So long as you've got the day off, let's take a walk along the pier. We can hold hands and drink lemonade.
Nuts to that. Let's go neck in the tunnel of love. Bye, Mr. Flywheel.
Goodbye, Miss Dimple. And let that be a lesson to you, young man.
Huh.
Hey, boss, that's a great idea.
Ravelli, the only thing I'd like to do with your neck is ring it.
Nah, we go over to the fair on the boardwalk, too. I want to go on the roller coaster.
Well, if I let you, will you promise not to use the safety bar?
Hey, you crazy. I'm too young to die.
Nonsense, you're just the right age.
Roll up, right this way. In this tent, folks, Madam Zodiac, the world's greatest palm reader. From your hand, she reads the past, the present, and the future. Only a quarter, folks.
Hey, come on in, boss. I want to get my hand read.
Look at those hands. Aren't you ashamed to show Madam Zodiac such dirty hands?
Oh, she won't see them. I'll wear gloves.
Enter, gentlemen. Enter. For 25 cents, I look at your palm.
I've only got a dime. Just look at my tonsils, will you?
Here's my hand, lady. Read it out.
Not that hand. The other hand.
If you want his other hand, madam, you'll find it in your purse.
In your hand, I see a beautiful woman.
Where? I don't see nothing.
Quiet. I see a beautiful woman.
Take another look and see if she's got a friend for me.
Ah, she is so sweet, so young, so charming.
In that case, see if she has a friend for Ravelli. I'll take her.
From the palm, gentlemen, I see all life. The past, the present, the future. Have you any questions to ask?
Yeah, there's something I'd like to find out.
Ask and you shall be answered.
How many jelly beans are there in a king-size jar?
What?
Well, there's a stall out there that'll give me $5 if I guess right.
Madam Zodiac does not concern herself with such petty matters. Perhaps your friend here is a man of more spiritual nature.
That's no friend, that's a flywheel.
Gaze deeply into the crystal. Feel the power of the mystic orb drawing you in. Wait! I see a tall, dark stranger.
That'll be Uncle Fred. Does he have a mustache and a monocle?
Why, yes, he does.
In that case, it'll be Aunt Rose.
The vision is fading. It's getting difficult to see.
No, wait, it's clearing again. I see something.
You do?
I see a paddock, some horses. Ravelli, we're just in time for the first race at Belmont.
What? This is impossible.
The going is soft to firm, firm to soft, and bad to worse. They're under starter's orders. They're off. It's Seabiscuit in the lead, closely followed by Rosie and Sunup.
I take a $2 on Sunup.
That's my line. Oh, boy, what a race this is, folks. If only you could be here. If only we could be there. It's still Seabiscuit as they approach the first. Rosie's down. Rosie's down. It's hold down to Seabiscuit and Sunup.
Come on, Sunup. Come on, Sunup.
Gentlemen.
It's still Seabiscuit. Seabiscuit pulling away now. Sunup is being left behind. It's Seabiscuit all the way. What a race this is for Seabiscuit as he comes up to the last.
$10 on Seabiscuit.
Seabiscuit's down. It's Sunup runs home. Sunup is the winner. Ravelli, take the lady's money.
But why, that's preposterous. There was nothing there all along.
Oh, you noticed that, too.
No.
You see, Ravelli, she's a faker.
She can't be. The Indian faker's on the boardwalk.
Well, go see if he does the rope trick and have him put a noose in the end for you.
Perhaps, gentlemen, your fortune lies in the tarot card.
I think our fortune lies in her purse.
What sign are you? The scales? The virgin?
Madam, I'll have you know I'm a married man.
Ah, the crab. Prepare to have your fate foretold. The tarot never lies.
No, but you do. I'll deal. 5-card stud. Dealer plays bank. Place your best, ladies, please.
I'll raise your 10 and see you.
Full house. Aces and deaths.
But there aren't any aces in tarot cards.
That's all right. I always carry my own.
You have no respect for the mystic arts.
Sure we do. We have $20 worth of respect for the mystic arts.
Hurry, hurry! Right this way for the Colonel Thistledown Arcade of Amusement. The original Coney Island Arcade.
Boss, look, over there. It's a thistle standing on the platform.
Gentlemen, gentlemen, I'm so glad you decided to come.
Hey, Thistle.
Thistle down. Hiram J. the Third. You remembered.
You think we'd ever forget?
Gentlemen, you've arrived just in time. Here I am, reduced to standing out here on this platform just to try and get someone, anyone, to come into my arcade.
What you need is a few novelty acts, something to interest the folks. Like that other fellow just down the way.
Those are my acts, Mr. Flywheel. Zorgo, the lion tamer. Palmyra, the fat lady. Even Spindello, the world's thinnest man. They've all left me to work for that scoundrel Braxley. And look, the place is empty. They've taken my customers with them.
Never mind, Colonel. Look on the bright side.
There's a bright side?
Sure there is. No cue for the rifle range.
Hey, I got it, the rifle. I'm a go first.
Okay, aim at the bullseye.
Bullseye? I can't even see the bull.
Here, give me the rifle. I'll show you how it's done.
Oh, gentlemen, please. This is hardly the
now, time. Now, Colonel, we never mix business with pleasure, and your business can wait. See, I hit a bullseye. Now you try it.
Okay, here goes.
Congratulations, Ravelli. You got the first prize.
Hey! What I mean?
Nothing. You got the first prize.
Oh. All right, I try again.
Just a minute. Don't shoot.
Why not?
Wait till I get in front of you. When you're shooting, that's the safest place to stand. Now, blaze away.
All right. Just a watch of me. I'm a pretty good, eh, boss?
What do you mean? You haven't hit anything yet.
Well, I wasn't aiming at anything.
Well, aim at those ducks and you might hit that heifer and get a prize.
Okay, boss. You know, a heifer prize is better than none.
I'm cowed by that joke. Cowed. On second thought, just turn the gun on yourself.
Oh, please, please. None of this is helping me in the least.
You have trouble with the lease, too? Well, why didn't you say? We're experts in the field of rent agreements. Why, we haven't paid any in years.
In the least, you play games, and I'm staring ruin in the face.
So, don't look at Ravelli.
I'm looking out there, Mr. Flywheel, on the boardwalk, at all those people going past and down to Braxley's Emporium.
Colonel, never let it be said that the Flywheel lay down on a job. Unless there was a bed handy. The show must go on.
It is going on, boss, down at Braxley's.
That's not what I meant, Ravelli. We've got to give those people outside something that'll make them want to come inside. I suggest you.
I know what we do. We put a coin in the Nickelodeon and give them a number.
Yep, that ought to do it, too.
Oh, gentlemen, I hope this is a sensible idea.
Oh, of course not.
Fine, then let's do it. Please, won't you sing me a sensible song? That's what the world needs today. Sing about crossing the bridge of your nose. Cock-a-doodle-doot, and won't you put that away? Sing about painting your grandmother green. Nothing peculiar or weird. Sing to me a fricassee of prunes and peroxide. Not to mention mother who's patrolling the dark side. Please won't you sing me a sensible song while I'm knitting my bulldog a beard.
Sure, I'ma sing you a sensible song. Tell all the cows she come home. And I'ma sing it in algebra too. Bet you like it plenty much, cause I make it rhyme.
I noticed.
I'ma sing all about chicken or soup. It's a taste good when it's a fry. I'ma croon a nicer tune about my bunions. And my uncle who should do impressions of onions. Sure, I'ma sing a you sensible song, cause I ain't been well since I died.
Yeah, sing a song that's sensible, and having writ, move on. For Gunga Din is paradise in now. On the Avon, quoth the raven, up like thunder comes the dawn. A loaf of bread and I of Newton now. Yes, you're mighty like a rose, but only God can make a tree. By the shores of Gitche Gumee will be won. Said Dan McGrew, oh, come into the garden mob with me. And if you can, you'll be a man, my son. Please won't you sing me a sensible song? One that's matured in old kegs. Sing about teaching your walrus to drown. All for one and three for five and two hard-boiled eggs. Make that three hard-boiled eggs. Song, won't you please me a singable sense? Let every fetlock come foil. Vocalize about the cries of molecules mating.
Yodel, tootsie, fruitsie, ice cream through a grating.
Won't you song me a pleasable sing? Cause my oyster's expecting a pearl.
So it's fire that kite.
Break into jail.
Kick me good night.
Do you inhale?
Or drop her that gun?
Letter me bread.
Page 21.
Bring out your dead.
So
put on your rope and toe boots and some.
I'm a singer, you sensible.
Sit on the fensible.
Nervous and pensible.
Chilling's offensible.
Locked in the chanceable.
Sing me a sensible song.
Mr. Ravelli, where are the crowds you promised me? It's been over an hour since your little routine, and not one customer has entered my arcade. Now I find you just hanging around doing nothing.
Well, that's what I do best. Okay, so the song, she not get at the crowds, we talk. So now I tried the confidence game. She make us a lot of dough.
How does it work?
The customer, she got the money, and I got her the confidence, I can take it away. Look, I show you. Right to here, I got the three walnut shells. Mm-hmm. Now here, I got a little a ball. Mm-hmm. I put the ball under the shell like this. Then I move the shells around like this. The hand, she's a quicker than the eye. Now I bet you no can guess which shell the ball is under.
It's under the middle one.
Ha, you're wrong. It's under this one. Am I good?
Why, that's marvelous. Marvelous.
Oh, you just the wait, Thistle. We're going to clean up. You come back in a little while and watch how much I got for you.
Well, good luck. I'll see you later.
Anybody want to bet? Anybody want to make the bet? Who's going to play the world-famous shell game and get it trimmed? What do you say there, sucker?
What do you got there?
You want to play this game with me? I show you the hand is quicker than the eye. You see this little ball?
Uh-huh.
I bet you can't tell which shell I got this ball under.
Okay, I'll take that bet. Now, I bet you $1.
All right, mister. It's your loss. You watch it close. I prove it. The hand, she is quicker than the eye. Now, which one you guess it's under?
It's under the one on the left.
Wait a minute. I look. I tell you what. I give you one more guess.
Oh, no. I don't want another guess. Come on, give me my $1.
All right, Hatcha, Fatcha, Grumadabini.
Oh, well, thanks, buddy. I'll tell all my friends about you.
Anybody want to buy a nice shell game? 2 shells for the price of 3.
What are you doing, Ravelli? What sort of an act have you been putting on here?
Nothing. I just lose $2 on the shell act.
So you got shell act, eh?
Mr. Flywheel!
Now what are you beefing about, Thistlebed?
Thistledown! Hiram! Oh, even I couldn't be bothered to do it now. Look at those crowds rushing into Braxley's tent. It's terrible, terrible! Oh, I'm ruined!
Some people will pay to watch anything. And that being the case, we will do the show right here ourselves. Ravelli, you stand inside the tent and come out when I call you.
What for, boss?
Never mind. Just come out when I call you. Colonel, in 10 minutes, I'll fill your emporium to overflowing. You just watch. Flywheel, the live wire, will now electrify the public. Colonel, you stay in here to collect the money. Ravelli, be ready for my call.
Okay, boss.
I go.
Hiya, hiya, hiya. Ladies and gentlemen, don't waste your time and money on Braxley's show. Come in here and waste your money. My friends, within these walls, behind that very curtain, are ensconced wonders of nature, such as you have never dreamed of. Out here, I will give but a sample of the miraculous sights you are about to see for the small cost of a dime. 10 cents, a ninth part of $1. My first exhibit will be... Ravelli, are you ready?
Here I am, boss.
My friends, here he stands. General Tom Thumb, Ravelli.
Hey,
friends, he was only short on his mother's side. This is his father's side. That will be all, General. You may step inside now. Next, ladies and gentlemen, I take great pleasure in presenting Goliath Ravelli, the giant. Goliath, stride out here.
Hey, boss, I was just out.
Well, come out again.
Some fun, hey, boss. Who am I now?
Ladies and gentlemen, you see before you Goliath Ravelli, the world's smallest giant. Ladies and gentlemen, it may seem hard to believe, but this is Tom Thumb's twin brother. That'll be all, Goliath. Thank you, my friends. Now, for the amazing, crowning, triumphant feature of our exhibit. I'm about to show you something you wouldn't believe even if you saw it. In fact, I don't believe it myself. I'm about to show you, ladies and gentlemen, the living picture gallery. Sailor Ravelli himself, the most tattooed man in the world. To look at him is to gain a liberal education in art. And ain't that the truth? A second look. Take a trip around the world. Behold!
Hey, boss, I think they don't like me.
Ladies and gentlemen, kindly pipe down. Wait till you've seen what you're about to see. On Taylor Ravelli's chest is a picture of his dear old mother in the buff. What you don't know is that his dear old mother is Mae West. Running up and down his arm is an etching of Manowar, the most famous racehorse of all time. He would be running faster, but Ravelli failed the dope test. On the sailor's back, you'll see, but seeing is believing, folks. Ravelli, take off your shirt.
Hey, I don't take off of my shirt. I'll catch cold.
If that's all you catch, you'll be lucky. Now take off that shirt.
There, ladies and gentlemen, feast your eyes on this human work of art, covered from head to toe with pictures, beautiful pictures. Every time he moves, he makes a moving picture. Now, that's where you're wrong, folks. Don't jump to conclusions. Sailor Ravelli is tattooed. He's the only man in the world tattooed with invisible ink. Come on, Ravelli, into the arcade. Quick, they're after us. You were a flop.
Hey, Bosch, I no can find my shirt.
Forget about your shirt. Quick, out of our way, Colonel Thistledown.
Oh, gentlemen, what are you doing?
We're quitting show business. Ravelli doesn't like it.
But why not?
He's only been in show business 2 hours, and he's already lost his shirt.
Hey, Bosch, I think we lost him.
Really? Even though I kept pointing you out to them.
We duck in here and lose them. Where are we, anyhow?
I don't know. I saw a sign that said adults only, and I thought that you wouldn't be able to follow.
Hey, boss, look at all these machines. This must be a penny arcade.
Wait a minute, Ravelli. It's better than that. This is a What the Fuller Brush Man Saw machine. This ought to be good. Give me a penny, Ravelli.
Oh, boss, you don't want to watch that.
Of course I do. Give me the penny. Hey, this is hot stuff, Ravelli. The housewife's just come back in with the shopping. My, it's a warm day. I must get out of these clothes and into something cooler. There she goes, Ravelli. My, this garter's tight.
Come on, Bosch. I think we better get out of here. That crowd might find us.
No, no, the Fuller Brush Man's arrived. He sees her. But he's no oil painting, this one. And those clothes. That short jacket and the ridiculous pointed hat. She's taking her bonnet off, last of all. Miss Dimple! But that not... Ravelli!
Bosch, I can explain. I was young. I needed the money.
Ravelli, you'll need major surgery by the time I'm through with you.
No, Bosch, get her back. Get away from me. Oh, I get out of here.
Ravelli, come back. Where are you going?
I go throw myself to the crowd. I think I live longer.
Listening to Flywheel, Shyster, and Flywheel, starring Michael Roberts as Groucho Marx, as Waldorf T. Flywheel, and Frank Lazarus as Chico Marx, as Emmanuel Ravelli. Also starring Lorelei King, Graham Hoadley, and Vincent Marzello. The song was written by Dick Bosperer and Frank Lazarus, and was arranged and conducted by David Berman. The script was written by Nat Perrin and Arthur Sheikman, and was adapted by Mark Brissenden. The producer was Dirk Maggs.
A BBC radio collection double cassette of Flywheel, Shyster and Flywheel.